This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A stunner in Washington. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, a Democrat, is now an independent. She left the Democratic Party telling constituents in a taped message that independent describes her home state, Arizona.
It's who we are as a people. We don't line up to do what we're told. We do what's right for our state and for our country.
She says the partisan system in Washington is broken. Fans, family, and friends are celebrating basketball star Brittany Griner's return to the U.S. from a prison in Russia. But there's lots of talk about that prisoner swap that brought her home and sent notorious arms dealer Victor Boot back to Russia. The AP's Jennifer King.
Her return was celebrated by celebrities including Warriors guard Steph Curry, who spoke at a Sports Illustrated awards show.
I hope you enjoy reuniting with your family. We are always with you, BG.
The one-to-one swap wasn't what the U.S. hoped for, but what it could get. Diplomats were unable to free another American, Paul Whelan. His brother David Whelan says they're disappointed but happy for Griner.
I think we all realize that the math is not going to work out for Paul to come home anytime soon unless the U.S. government is able to find concessions.
I'm Jennifer King.
A prominent Russian is going to prison for 8.5 years after criticizing Moscow's war in Ukraine.
The sentence handed down to Ilya Yashin offers the latest indication of an intensified crackdown on dissent by Russian authorities. Yashin is charged with spreading false information about the military, a new offense added to the country's criminal law after President Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine. Yashin said in a statement that with this hysterical move, the authorities want to scare us all, but it effectively shows their weakness. Only the weak, he says, want to shut everyone's mouth and eradicate any dissent. I'm Charles Zuladesma.
Wholesale prices rose 7.4% in November. This is AP News. The AP's Norman Hall now with what a FedEx driver is telling authorities about a little girl's death.
A FedEx driver has allegedly confessed to killing a girl last week in Texas. According to an arrest warrant, FedEx driver Tanner Lynn Homer told authorities that he strangled 7-year-old Athena Strand after accidentally hitting her with his van while making a delivery at her home in a small town northwest of Dallas. The court document says Homer told investigators that the child wasn't seriously hurt after he hit her while backing up the van, but that he panicked and put her inside. The warrant said Homer took investigators to where he left Athena's body. Homer faces charges including capital murder. I'm Norman Hall.
There is a 30% increase in the number of journalists killed doing their jobs in 2022 over the previous year. That's according to a new just-released report. The war in Ukraine and rising violence in Mexico are part of that. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.